Chapter 3. The Perfect Necklace. The day of the ball drew near, and Matilda's dress was ready. Still, she seemed sad and anxious. Her husband saw this and asked, "What's the matter? You seem worried." Matilda answered, "It annoys me not to have any pretty jewelry to wear to the ball. I will look poor. I would almost rather not go." "You could wear natural flowers instead," said Monsieur Loisel. "They're very stylish at this time of year. For 10 francs, you can get 2 or 3 lovely ones." Matilda was not convinced. "No, there's nothing more humiliating than looking poor among other women who are rich." "How stupid you are!" her husband cried. "Then go and ask your rich friend, Madame Forestier, to lend a piece of jewelry to you."
"You're right. I had not thought of that," cried Matilda with joy.
The next day, Matilda visited her friend. She asked if she could borrow some jewelry. Jean was happy to help. She went to a wardrobe and took out a large jewelry box. She brought the box back, opened it, and said to Matilda, "Choose, my dear." Matilda saw lots of wonderful jewelry. She tried everything on in front of the mirror. She could not make up her mind which to wear. She loved them all. She wished she could keep them. She kept asking, "Have you any more?" "Why, yes," answered her friend. "Look further. I don't know what you like." Suddenly, Matilda discovered a beautiful diamond necklace. She tried it on. It was perfect. "Could I take this one?" she asked carefully.
"Certainly," answered her friend.